Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Entering Buddhist training is somewhat similar to immigrating to a new country. It is important not to carry one's old ideas and prejudices with one, because one will find that they cause nothing but problems in the new situation. All of us have inherited from our parents our nationalities, our upbringings, our education, cozy habits of thought that we revert to whenever we are not clear in our thinking processes. I remember Reverend Hubert used to say something about what a child learns from his teacher in grade 3, it always maintains into adulthood. And the prejudices that we inherit at that point, we continue for the rest of our lives. Reverend Master Jiyu talked a lot about challenging karma, which means not to let the old patterns, the old ideas, and the old opinions rest as they are, but to continuously challenge them. Now, as I said before, training is something we do with ourselves. With ourselves as they are, and then moving forward. Training is not wanting to be some other, more perfect person in order to make training easier. Training is looking at what we are and have and proceeding from there. We have certainly had plenty of examples in the last couple of years of what happens when quite ordinary ideas and opinions become obsessive. Then people literally become unhinged without actually, technically, medically, without becoming mentally ill. From the Buddhist perspective, of course, the distinction is moot. But we have seen perfect examples of this writ large in the news. Of people overcome by their ideas and views so that they storm legislature buildings. So they go round and round as to whether the earth is flat. Falling down rabbit holes, chasing ridiculous histories of other places in the world and linking them up to things that there is no link. It is true that wide knowledge can help with this, and that some of it is due to ignorance. But it is also true that fundamentally, from the training perspective, it is important to challenge one's cozy ideas and views. When one looks at them and sees that they are causing one suffering, however cozy they are, however much they were told to us by our parents. Too many people wander around with the prejudices of other people in their heads without realizing that they are maintaining and hanging on to medieval superstitions. I've spoken before about my own training with as mundane a thing as fear of spiders. Initially, the fear of spiders didn't lessen. And when I used to go down to the pet store and look at the tarantulas through the glass jars, I found it quite unnerving. Now, why did I undertake that? Because I could see that this was causing me suffering, causing me fear out of proportion to the circumstances. Eventually, I also came to see that loathing of an insect is actually breaking the bodhisattva vows. And it's a distinct lack of compassion. When one trains in this way, one has to have a lot of compassion for oneself and leeway and knowledge that one will make mistakes. One will not get it right. In examining one's life along these lines, it is important to be still enough to recognize the places where we are causing our own suffering. Dogen, for example, wrote twice, or gave two Dharma talks that were then written down, on the subject of prejudice regarding women. And particularly, he was addressing the custom in Japan, which existed until very, very recently, of women not being allowed on certain mountains where monasteries were. You can find the same thing today in Mount Athos, for example, which is a republic, an Orthodox monastic republic where no woman or female animal can set foot. And Dogen quotes the arguments for continuing to do this. He said, people will say that this is a practice from ancient times. Or people will say that this is inaugurated by some ancient saint. And he said both of these things are so ridiculous, one would almost split a gut laughing. He said greed, hate, and delusion are ancient traditions. Selfishness is a very old cultural practice. When we undertake Buddhist training, when we undertake the precepts, we, as it is said, we enter the no-birth country of Buddha. We make a commitment to act differently than we did before. We make a commitment to seek clarity rather than confusion, courage rather than fear, doing something about ourselves rather than having opinions about what the world should do. It is important to challenge old views of people who we've never met before because of their particular backgrounds. It is important not to hide ourselves in our prejudices. It is important to remember our commitment to think wider than the usual way of thinking, to apply the precepts in all aspects of our lives, to continuously encounter new ways of viewing based upon the precepts. This requires both commitment and courage, flexibility and clarity. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds, homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds, homage to the scripture of great wisdom.